Disclaimer, RockstalkRadio.com podcasting is not affiliated with or in association to the Colorado Rockies Baseball Club or the MLB. Please do not sue us. We are just having fun.
So prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer. And where do we feature? Just listen to teacher. I know it's unsure.
Welcome back to Rocks Talk Radio. Today is
Wednesday, January 6th, 2021.
And my name is Ethan Ritter. As always, I am joined by my co-host, Garrett Reese. What's going on?
Hey, it's Garrett.
How is my guitar playing? Is it beautiful?
So tell us a little bit about that. What movie is that from?
That is Scar from Lion King.
That's sensational news.
It's sensational news.
So give you the information later, but Ethan, we have the full version.
Yeah, we'll put that at the end if anyone cares to give that a listen through.
Yeah, no one will. I'm just kidding. Wait, so let me ask you, you went for guitar on that one. Have you tried it on piano?
No, I mean, I could get around to it. It could sound nice, but with the singing, it's easier with the guitar.
It's cool how you could just be like, you're just like, you know, if I want to play it on piano, like when I've tried to learn piano and something that I just am not figuring out.
It's probably that there's just chords. There's three notes, and then I would go, oh, that's the same thing on that to that. But I'm not doing like every note and stuff. It would be very basic.
Yeah. I'm good at like the dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun. That's a great one.
So with Scar, you played Scar's like his like
theme-ish.
That's kind of his like moment in the movie. Oh, yeah. Scar, the Uncle Lion.
The Uncle Lion.
How many people out there, when they watch that movie, they're like, he reminds me so much of my uncle.
Depends on what type of what area of the country you're
from.
They
have to be like Italian or like
what? I don't know. I was just going to say.
He's got that thick black hair.
Thick black hair. Yeah, I guess Italian could fit. It's kind of like a real deep accent, kind of, and suave.
But he's like that uncle that like, his sister brother doesn't let the kids stay with him.
Oh yeah, why? Because he's partying hard.
No,
That's how he got the scar eye. Fucking broken bottle.
We won't go to that story. All right, we got some good stuff to cover, huh, Ether?
Yeah, I believe so. We have right now on the screen behind us just about every good play Nolan Arenado's had in his lifetime.
That's true.
MLB career.
Yes, correct. I'm sure he had some great college ones prior. No college. High school to MLB.
High school MLB.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
right.
Triple A. But I feel truly my passion for baseball. When I watch this, how long is this video?
Oh, man. It is. It's only 12 minutes. But I thought this was a long one. But
I truly, there's not too many of them where I don't recall that play. And yeah, even when they're not at Coors Field, but especially when they're at Coors Field. And that's really the first topic that we want to get to is, out of all Denver sports, with the Nuggets, you know, performing the way they are right now, the Avs have a great squad together. The Broncos always have the limelight here in Denver.
For sure.
The Rockies, for the right reasons, you know, we've been to the World Series once and we've yet to win one. But Nolan Arenado, his greatness is overlooked. You're talking about a player that you put him, if he's a career Dodger, a career Yankee, Cardinals, Cubs, Red Sox, there's more teams on the list. But the question of him being one of the greatest third basemen of all time has such a stronger argument to it. And I think,
who would you kind of compare that to in the league?
To Nolan?
Yeah, or like like Cal Ripken at the time. Like, but the Orioles were good.
No, Cal Ripken didn't play third base. He was a shortstop.
Okay, you're right. I'm just saying, like,
Cal Ripken,
single player.
Since you mentioned it, sorry, real quick. He has the most unbeatable sports record of all time.
What is it?
I can't remember the exact amount of games, but he basically played like 16 seasons of baseball without ever missing one game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Consecutive plays?
Consecutive plays. It totals up to like 16 seasons. You can, while I go on my Nolan rant, you can look it up. But Nolan Arenado is truly, I'm going to test you on a couple things here because I just want to remind the listeners of the level of greatness.
So just so we can kind of throw this one away, Cal Ripken Jr., 2,632 consecutive games.
Yeah, so if you divide that by 162, you'll get the amount of seasons.
So he never got hurt?
No, he played that many games consecutively.
I'm trying to pull up. All right.
And I think he won a World Series his rookie year was the only time he...
Really?
I think his rookie year was the only time he went and possibly won the World Series.
160... 16 seasons, does that sound right?
Yep. That's it's incredible. An unbeatable record. And especially because of the way sports are trending now where, you know, you're so much more conscious of players' health, and when you get deep into a season, you know you're going to be in the playoffs, you sit people. But real quick, I do want to get this point across because Nolan is personally my favorite professional athlete.
Okay.
And Rockies fans don't realize, or a lot of them do, but it's one of those things where I don't believe that we'll ever
have someone like that in our city ever again.
We'll never see someone perform at that level in the infield.
Ever. At
because,
Coors Field. Yeah,
which,
as a home team.
You know, which isn't like setting the bar low for the Rockies. He's just that incredibly good.
For certain.
He just set the MLB record for the most consecutive gold gloves. So eight. So eight, from 2013 to 2020, Nolan Arenado has won the gold glove.
Okay.
You know, which is, that's not voted on by the fans. That's voted on by the players and the coaches.
Players, coaches. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, for eight straight years, all the coaches and players in the National League just determined Nolan is
bar none best.
Yeah. And then if you combine that with silver sluggers and all-star appearances, you really are looking at just an incredible player. And
dare you say greatness?
Well, we talked about it last episode. You know, we picked out our favorite, or who we think are the top athletes in Denver.
Yeah.
And I don't want to...
Mascot was included in that one, too.
Yeah, Dinger.
Dinger.
I don't want to, you know, just repeat ourselves, but I think that a little bit of lack of leadership is unfortunate for Nolan. But what I want to do, if you're okay with exploring this, Ethan.
Certainly.
So I'm going to list off I'm going to list off the first three seasons, home runs and RBIs.
I have to guess that?
No.
Oh, shit.
And then you have two seasons. So, like, what you're going to be able to do is, like, see how it's trending.
Okay.
You know, because as a rookie, no, let me just give you a piece of advice. It gets better as it goes along. If you can guess the amount of home runs and the amount of RBIs, then I will get you a rice burrito from Chipotle. So that is just a burrito packed with rice, and that's it. All
right, you got to give me the first one.
Okay. No, I'm going to read a certain amount and then ask you what the next one is.
Yes, okay.
And you're not allowed to write anything down.
Nothing.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. 2013, his rookie year, he had 10 home runs and 52 RBIs. 2014, he had 18 home runs and 61 RBIs.
Okay.
2015, he had 42 home runs.
Wow.
And 130 RBIs. Now, keep in mind, he had more at-bats, but still, you go from 18 home runs to 42. In 2016, how many home runs and RBIs did Nolan have? And if you get it right, you get a rice burrito from Chipotle.
I'm going to go with 64 home runs. Is that super low?
That's ridiculously high.
It is? Okay. Dude, is it the same exact thing, 42, 130?
No, it's 41 okay. Home runs and 133
RBIs. I'm trying to do the math. I don't look up stats like you do, so...
Really,
has that ever happened before? 64?
Yeah, Barry Bonds hit Barry 72. Bonds?
Okay.
But he also, like, if you look, he was a different human at that point in time.
Okay.
I mean, Barry Bonds is an incredible hitter. If you watch, an interesting thing that I always note is Cody Bellinger and Barry Bonds have a very similar swing pattern.
Yeah.
It's the mechanics are simple, and the... You know
they
when
start with
you know how Dak Prescott does that thing where he twerks
his yeah.
It's think of it that way. Where like Cody it's Bellinger and Barry Bonds generate so much power off the bat from their like core,
mm-hmm.
and if you watch it close, yeah, Barry Bonds is a little more badass when he does it. I would say
the hip thruster thing.
Just he hitting. Looks really cool when he hits
yes, okay.
a bomb. Cody Bellinger just pisses me off no matter what he does.
Why?
I don't know. He's so
it's
good.
Based off his team?
He's so good, but he's just, as a Rockies fan, I respect his game, but I just...
Can't get behind him.
Well, I don't know. He just frustrates... I think it's honestly jealousy, probably.
That we don't have him?
Yeah, and it's like he thinks he like looks good, but I look better. So...
You heard it here first.
But I do want to, I'll wrap this
up.
Wait,
16, it was 41 and what?
2016 was 41 home runs
uh-huh.
and 133 RBIs. But basically from 2015 to 2019,
which
Nolan was right at 40 home runs
okay.
and 130 RBIs, which that is a player in the MLB that is like the largest golden nugget you could possibly find.
So he never hit 64.
Just to put it into perspective, yeah. the last Aaron Judge I think has the previous highest single season record at 55.
Divided by.
What so are you dividing?
162. By
55. Oh, to get an average.
162 divided by 55. It's almost 3 a game.
Does no. Yeah. Yeah. Cause
no, I did. Because yeah, yes,
50
yes.
times 3 is 2,000. Yes.
So there'd be
games. 150.
So there'd be games where he had like 6.
No. I mean, he. No one's ever hit 6
so
home runs in
the season. Consistently hit 355?
No. What he would do is he would have games where he hit none.
Yeah.
And then he'd have games where he hit 2. Maybe. I would bet. If I was going to bet on it. I don't think that season Aaron Judge ever had a game with more than 3 home runs.
I think my math is way off.
No, if he... Yeah, it is way off.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's totally off. It's less than 1. It's like a point. It's a decimal.
Okay.
If he hit 55 home runs and they played 162 games...
Oh, I did the division backwards.
If Aaron Judge would have hit 2 home runs per game...
Look, it's 33. It's a...
0.33%. So in terms of a 0.33 home run.
So that means
he
every
it was like
third...
a ground out.
All right. keep going.
So our piano's off, huh?
It is.
I wanted like a little ether transition sound.
Doodly do.
Doodly do.
Doodly do. Doodly do. Doodly do. Doodly do.
Okay, that's enough. All right, Ethan. So, fans are going to come back to sports.
Yeah.
Right? Will it be this year?
No. Well, what? I mean, it was this year already. Are you talking like packed stadiums?
I mean a normal situation.
From 2 years ago, a year ago. Yeah.
Or just from any time prior to 2020.
Yes. If it does, I don't see it happening in 2 years where we can completely...
What? I could not disagree with you more.
Let's hear your reasons why.
My main reason is because I just don't want to accept that reality. Because, well, I don't want to get into... It's not
COVID
about...
COVID talk?
More so what I want to know is, let's just say it is this year. What is
that
like...
That we can pack stadiums? Oh, that would be
fantastic. Or even if you can't... Like, if you can go... What is something that you would have to do? Like, because for me, I'm like I'm jonesing to go to a sporting event. Rockies in particular.
Rockies, yeah.
But could you think of one thing where it's like, I would go and do this immediately because of like the gap in my...
Well, yeah. So I bought Red Rocks tickets for this next season, but last year. So, if you're asking, like, one
Wait,
thing...
Wait, you can buy you can buy, like, a season pass or...
No. I have it from Rufus Du Sol or something like that. I've never seen them, and apparently they're a fucking killer show. And
so, your venue's Red Rocks. Yes. Your answer is going to be to, like,
Red
what
Rocks.
You would have to
a
do
A Red
first.
Rocks concert would be first in the summer. I think I could wait a couple games before going back to a Red Rocks. To be completely honest, that place is just...
Well, and anyone that's not very familiar with Colorado, like Red Rocks is what, Ethan?
It's the coolest, like, nature-made... That's not a word. Amplitude. It's nature-made.
God.
God-made it.
The universe.
White Jesus. Yeah, no. So it's basically an amphitheater created in the gully of two giant rocks. It's a natural amphitheater. All the best bands play there. The steps are super wide, so you can kind of dance, do your thing. They do yoga on the walks. That people, I myself included, have exercised up there.
I did that as well. And
run the steps?
Yeah, and I actually was able to... My vomit covered...
A couple rows.
You can't see music. You can't watch like live music somewhere that's better. I don't think it would be hard.
So. Even if it rains or whatever, like there's just so much about it and all the good shows we've attended together and just personal. Yeah, man, it's sick. And just a little tidbit. There's all these little Colorado things like, oh, my dad here and saw the Beatles. Like there used to be a spot you could
hike
up.
The Beatles played at Red Rock?
Oh, yeah. I think it was in 64. I want to say
that was before my time.
A little bit. But there was like places you can hike into, spelunk like a cave, and then you'll be up on the rock.
Oh, they did that like the Grateful Dead. They banned
repelled.
That right away.
Yeah, they
right?
repelled. Like my friend said, his dad said they repelled like their own cooler.
Dude, someone had to have fallen to their.
I think they did, and that's why they stopped.
Yeah, I mean the combination of like acid, mushrooms, you know, all those good things. And you're in a little cave that just is big enough for your body.
It's like, let me take a look. Whoa! Yeah.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
What's that from?
I just made that up.
Okay. Just the life of Reese. What about you? So do you think it's going to be pack out a stadium?
My thing.
Free for all.
My thing is sunflower seeds and sitting watching a game of baseball. Is, you know, everyone has their kind of, if you're a season ticket holder, well, not even a pastime, but, you know, I don't know why it is that sunflower seeds, like, obviously, that was, like, in just prompted for me to, I didn't come up with that. But I can't go to a baseball game without a freshy pack of sunflower seeds. But that's the thing that I... like would be my first course of action.
Go to.
And I think that those Broncos, you know, avid Broncos fans that attend games. And
so how does that work, do you think? They're like, all right, you can come in, but like you have to social distance in this line, and then they're going to wand you, and then you have to be specific. You can't change seats, wear your mask when you're not eating or drinking, right?
Well, I don't even... Seriously, man, like, I respect COVID. I'm not like a denier or anything like that, but like I will absolutely get my ass in Coors Field, even if it's like per COVID
restrictions.
Yeah, guidelines. But what they'll do is the ticket sales will allow them to regulate the restrictions. So like when there's like the like gaps in like people in line,
yeah,
you're not dealing with a packed house.
It's true.
Of people. So like if you only have 10,000 people in there,
sure, the lines move lickety split, right?
Yeah, and like at that point, like I'm gonna appear to be really ill. So
I'm not just gonna ask, like, you gonna squirt yourself with water, coming with a thermometer under your tongue?
Would it, if someone like streaked the first like COVID comeback game, and I mean like old fashioned streaked, like mm-hmm. birthday suit?
Yeah,
would that be like not appreciated at that point, like due to COVID? Like your naked body is.
What if he was wearing just a mask? I mean, wouldn't that be more perfect? And he's going to get caught regardless, but that person, first streaker after quarantine, is going to be famous no matter what. What made you do
just
this?
In a mask, too.
Yes. Because dude, he's like, I'm being safe.
You might be
on
the candidate.
All right.
But
pay
you have
everyone
to.
Everyone on the air, just pay my bail bond, and I'll think about it.
We're going to keep you in jail.
I get checked and by one of the players and smash my collarbone again, probably.
That does happen.
So what are some scenarios that you have for the going back to?
I mean, it's like kind of, it should feel like so long ago. But I think yeah. I think I've spent, me personally, I've spent enough time in baseball stadiums where like as soon as that first pitch is thrown, it's just gonna be like like every
blissful.
Yeah, just every other time. Like I think it'll pretty quickly just become
normal.
A normal experience. I think a mile high, what is it, empowerment?
Yeah, empowerment field.
Like when we get to the point where it's like that place, packed house, people screaming, and like the intensity that you can get at a Broncos game, that's going to be like a great feeling.
Oh, for sure. I was just thinking about like working at the bar that I work at, and like you'd see people like, oh, I just bought you a drink. Oh, go send that drink over there. And like, oh, yeah, those guys want to send this drink to you guys. And then they would just go over and talk to the girls. And then they would just order a bunch of drinks. And then people would either be like, oh, here's my number. Go home with one another, whatever. It's just you don't see that anymore.
Or just be like, hey, they bought you a drink. Be like, where has that been?
Did you take his temperature?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess essentially I'm ready for that because that's why I like working in the bar so much, is I just see like really cool interactions between people,
and that fits you.
Yeah,
like your personality is like you create that atmosphere almost more than it already is.
Yeah, a lot of it's entertainment for myself. Who's getting here? You know, I love one time. I would always do that kind of stuff. Like, oh yeah, that guy bought you a drink over there, and he didn't. I would just pour a drink and just. Set him up, and I'd be like, damn, I can't believe that actually happened. I'd just go back to the guy.
You gave it to a dude?
No.
Sorry, I'm cool.
You're cute. You said it. No, I mean, it would just be fun to like go back and go, hey, I just bought that girl a drink. I said it was from you. Go talk to her. And then I would just get to see, and then I would tell the other bartenders, and they're like, damn, like you're like a Cupid, bro.
I would be like, no, I don't want it. Like what? You just catch the guy off guard.
This is right here. The guy point at him.
Who's the biggest? You know how I like sometimes force it back to sports.
Yes, I do.
Who's the biggest name that you've ever served at your restaurant in downtown Denver?
That is a very good question. I don't know. Let me think on that for a sec, right?
Yeah. I was trying to think of a name that would be like...
DeMarcus Ware is one of them.
That's cool.
I know it's the biggest.
He had a shiny head, dude, huh?
Joe Buck. That's a pretty big
Joe
name.
Buck?
Yeah. And that was actually like... I talked to DeMarcus Ware. He was super nice. A little bit with Joe Buck, but he was getting ready for something in Denver the next day. And his
well, it
wife,
had to have been football.
He only commentates on football?
No, he Fox Sports also yeah. gets the World Series, but we know that's not why he was in Denver.
That is awesome. Yeah, so it's I'll have to think about it because like, I personally have never served Von Miller, but he's been in.
Oh, man. Would you be like shaking when you handed him his glass?
No, not at all. I always just say like, hey, great job on the field today, because they'll usually come in right after a game. Oh, thanks.
He's like,
lot.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
they're nice people, dude.
Dude, I was a service advisor for this car company.
Yeah.
Their cars go zing instead of vroom.
Oh yeah, I think we can
Tesla Motors.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't work there anymore, so leave me alone.
So stop asking.
Stop asking me.
Mike Shanahan came in, and it for some reason I was like nervous as shit. Like,
were you?
Yes.
Oh.
And I like, I don't know. I'm not trying to sound like I'm all cool and stuff, but that's not. I've interacted with actually at Tesla people yeah. of that nature, but for some reason Mike Shanahan, I was just like two things. Like I was like, holy shit, it's Mike Shanahan. And then his teeth were so weird. White.
Were they?
Like one of those people, ridiculously white teeth.
How much would it talk about?
And he wanted me to see how white they were.
Hey, honey.
He's very tan too, which made them more white.
So he's, all right, ex-football coach. Didn't he go to like Washington for a little bit, Redskins?
Yeah, well, he left the Broncos and went to the Florida Gators. He went to college.
Did he? Okay.
And then Washington. And then his son is in the NFL right now.
San Francisco, right?
Yeah, I think, what are coach. They? I think they're the 49ers.
The most famous people to come into the restaurant I've ever seen is John Kerry and T-Pain.
Were they like, together?
No. Oh. Nah, they were not together. It was just
separate. That'd be an
occasions.
Interesting duo.
Yeah.
Joined by Roseanne and...
and Dinger.
Dinger.
All right. I had to bring it back to sports right there. Are we going to get into the NFL? Or do
yeah,
you
wait. Who is the people again? I already forgot the two people.
John Kerry, T-Pain, Roxanne, and
Dinger.
Next time you do a stand-up, you need to like...
Say they all came together. Yeah, yeah man. When I talk about the weird food that they ordered...
Yeah.
Just like shit that wasn't on the menu.
Like Roseanne like ended up stealing everyone else's food, too.
All right. So... Are we going to transition, or should, let's stay to a, MLB real quick? Because
so T story.
Yes.
So I should read us a little bedtime story.
Yeah, it's bedtime, baby.
The way I want to approach this Trevor Story conversation is nothing about. I want to talk about it as if he stays a Rocky, which I believe to be true. There is things floating around, you know, that we're going to clean house, which. You could look at it. Yes.
Nice. Cool. We got Rocks Talk Radio stickers. I haven't seen those.
Yeah,
I ran out of mine.
Slap them on someone's forehead. but real quick.
Seriously,
so
keep going.
So you could, you know, if there was a more, what's the word when you like are like hungry to do something well? Enthusiastic,
yes,
or like
okay.
If we had a more enthusiastic owner and general manager, you could consider getting rid of Nolan and Trevor at the same time, just because of the amount of cap space and the amount of options mm-hmm. that you have. If you're going to go into like a rebuild type thing, you know, I think Trevor is someone that you could start to build a winning team around.
Around leadership?
Leadership, for sure, but also just he's pure talent. The thing is, you could find yourself, you have to kind of choose what you're doing, because you could find yourself in a situation where Trevor Story knows his value.
Right.
And you
and
could.
If
you
got
you
rid
could,
of Nolan, he's pretty much crown leader, in my opinion.
Well, you quickly find yourself in a similar, he's not going to get 300, like half a billion dollars like sure. Nolan, but he's going to get a fat paycheck where it's like, okay, now we have Trevor Story who's taken in all this dough and no one else around him.
Sure.
But with Trevor, he's right at that point where I've always believed Trevor really has, for me, the ability to be the next Rockies MVP. Nolan, I was always kind of, I'm not praying for it, like I believe that was a possibility, mm-hmm. but his speed hurts him from an MVP standpoint, because you don't, you can get by in the game of baseball without speed, for sure.
Give me an example, Big Poppy.
I don't think he's ever won the MVP.
He's never, okay.
I mean, it depends on the level of, like, are you talking about, like,
are you just
Julio Jones or, like, Wes, well, like, that's not a good example. But, like, there's people that have won the MVP that are not nearly as fast as Trevor Story. But when you look at most MVP candidates, undeniable speed,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, big pop in their bat, great on defense, where, like, again, we covered on the last episode, Larry Walker's the only one to do it. Trevor's right at the point where if too many more seasons go by, you kind of miss your mark. It would be a very unusual thing that you can't, like, accomplish. He's never even been in the running for an MVP. Not that doesn't mean he's not a great player, but if two more seasons go by and he doesn't, like, really take this, like, next step, which goes to show how great the players are in the MLB, where it's like, as good as Trevor Story is, he's not even considered in the MVP conversation.
Running. Yeah.
And Nolan actually is always been, I think he's been like third in line, but with Trevor, I think that he is definitely someone that you can, he has more potential. If he just, like, you know, just reaches it.
He was hungry to get something well done.
he can be an incredible baseball player.
What's your, like, do you think he's going to stay with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, shit, man. If they get rid of Trevor, there's got to be
rebuild.
There's got to be a really clear, like, I think at that point it's like, get rid of Bud Black as well. Get rid of our GM. Jeff Breidich, it went to Yale. Like, come on. Like, where's that education? Like, that should be kicking in at some point here.
He went to Yale for baseball
management. Or Harvard.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he played baseball at Harvard. I think he was a baseball player at Harvard.
Interesting.
I'm sure it'd be somewhere on Google, don't you think?
How do you get there?
But yeah, I think a rebuild would. Bud Black has
your wife just texted, said Momford just answered our fan mail.
What?
Or answered fan mail?
Dick Momford?
I don't know. That's what she said. She said Momford answered a fan email. Oh, and then it says Trev. Oh, sorry. I wasn't reading the whole thing.
he responded to us.
No. I think this just in. What?
Is it in regards to Trevor's story?
Yes. It says Trevor and then an angry face. Can we read it?
Yes.
All right. This is in. You're in luck. Not only am I answering, but next year we will have new uniform. Stay in tune for that. We have explored extending Trevor. It says extending Trevor last few years. His agent hasn't wanted to discuss, although I think Trevor does. One of the screwed up things about this game, comma, agents. We were actually moving. Oh my God. Vlade? V-I-L-A-D-E.
Viejo? Is he a, what's his, is he?
It just says Vlade, V-I-L-A-D-E, to outfield. Not a true shortstop, and Trejo, more of a utility guy. Great defense.
Am I messing You're this just up? Botching the shit out of these names. Blibli is not.
Great defensively, maybe a shortstop, a little short on the bat, but may surprise us. Our analytical folks are actually exploring that, and for years we have done things most teams wouldn't. Times of games has been played with oxygen diet, traveling to the road.
Wait. So hold up real quick. So basically what that just told us is that we're getting new uniforms. I mean, it catered to who would be playing shortstop if Trevor wasn't.
Okay.
Right?
That's why Lauren sent it to us. Okay. You see it?
No, I just...
You were sitting in here?
But agents, what you hear, there's a lot. I mean, it's Dick Monfort is the one that posted this on what? Twitter or whatever the hell?
I have no clue what that is.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good sign that he's already, you know, there's dialogue of Trevor's agent not wanting to discuss terms
with the Rockies.
But the Rockies got to sack up, man. It's that what I just said a second ago is Trevor Story, if he's not extremely aware of his value, his agent sure as hell is.
Certainly.
You know, and the Rockies, the way that the baseball works is you have to pay more money for better players. So,
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. NFL time?
Let's do it real quick before we wrap.
Let's go over a couple things. Okay. Yesterday or...
I got to go right now.
Yesterday or today, I forgot what it was. It was yesterday. Elway stepped down from GM.
Yeah.
So I was looking into like GMs of football teams. Are they basically just glorified fantasy football team owners, but they're just... Like, they just trade players and use money cap salary space.
Well, GMs are crucial, just like any sport. Sure.
So how is...
It depends. There's some teams where their GM focuses a lot more on... Some GMs' roles are way more player-oriented. And other GMs... Like, some teams, the coach is much more responsible for the roster. And the GM is more responsible for the coaching staff.
Okay, so do you like that he's gone? I'm not really on the page with those people that are like John Elway's out of the organization.
No, he's not.
What's he doing now?
He's back to like the president of operations.
Well, I don't know.
It's
all in all the same.
I was sticking to the whole argument of like you can't rip on him too hard because he put together the no-fly zone.
Yeah.
Which was epic. But also, it's like Peyton Manning had to be on the team to go to the Super Bowl, which he's kind of, Peyton Manning's a LeBron James figure where it's like, stick him on any team, and there's a pretty damn good chance they're going to
playoff contention.
Yeah. But sure. At LA, there was a lot of things he was doing, but I think that, I mean, 5 years of no playoffs and losing records, how could you not? If any other GM is gone.
For sure.
It's just the tie that Elway has to the Broncos.
Organization, yeah. So here's the deal. I wrote out the NFC, AFC. I want to go through, and we don't have to talk about NFL next time because we'll just wait to see what happens. Chiefs, number one with a bye, okay?
Yeah.
Who wins, number 2 Bills or number 7 Colts?
Colts have a good defense, but Bills.
All right, you're saying Bills.
The Philip Rivers cannot, because the Bills have absolutely a respectable defense. I don't know where they're ranked in the NFL, but they're not going to be able to get into a shootout with the Bills. The Colts will be outscored.
That might be an upset, but I'm going to go ahead and side with you on that. I'm going to put both of us down for the Bills.
Is this for a rice burrito?
Yes, because I lost my other one with 64 home runs.
250 RBIs.
All right, so here we go. Steelers, third seed, or the Browns, sixth seed.
That's a tough one. I'm going Browns. Well, then, okay.
Brown Bowl?
Okay.
Brown Bowl or Rice Bowl or Rice Burrito?
Shit, dude. Roethlisberger might just be like, I'm a savvy vet and beat you.
We'll see. Next, Titans number 4 or Ravens?
I got Ravens.
Same.
If Derrick Henry can go, the Titans do not win that game if he rushes for over 200 yards.
They have to win.
No, that's their only chance of winning.
Yeah, I know. So they're just gonna double up on the run game. I would.
They're going to do what they always do and feed the rock to the freaking Andre the Giant that can run fast.
He looks like Orokai. I just got done watching Lord of the Rings. You know when like the orcs, they're like, yeah, little finger bones. And then they are not for eating, you know, those ones.
Well, that first voice you did, Derrick Henry sounds like that when he talks too.
All right. NFC round 1. Packers win with the bye. Saints or Bears?
I'm going to go with Packers.
Good.
They get that bye.
Saints number 2 or Bears?
Saints.
Yep. I agree.
Drew Breesy.
All right, here's one. All right. Seahawks and Rams.
I think it's a good game, but Russell Wilson's just a savvy playoff dude. I don't know. What's your opinion, Ethan?
I think Seahawks are going to win. The next one is what I'm kind of...
We haven't disagreed.
The only one I could disagree with was maybe the Colts and Bills.
See, that would be one where I definitely wouldn't...
I mean...
The two that stand out for me are Steelers.
Ravens?
No. I think Lamar Jackson...
is going to win no matter what.
I think they win. But the Titans are a great team. I think the ones that stand out for me are Steelers Browns.
Is like up to
either it could go either right. easily and Seahawks Rams, just because they're divisional matchups.
Okay, all right. So this next one is kind of one I want to talk about. We have the Washington Football Team as number 4 seed. Or the Buccaneers with Tom Brady. Obviously.
I mean, the football team, they are the football team.
of Washington.
They're going to say Bucks. They lose, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Tom Brady has just time and time again shown that he can't deliver in the playoffs.
All right. All right. Who wins, Bills or Chiefs?
Wait, did you cover that? Was the whole NFC?
Yeah, that was NFC. So okay. Now we're going back to.
Wait,
the,
we're predicting this all the way to the Super
thing.
Bowl?
Why not? If we come back next time, we can see who was right and wrong.
So AFC Championship? No, that wouldn't be the AFC Championship.
That's round 2. So Chiefs or Bills?
Dude, that's gonna be a great game if it happens.
Okay.
I think. I don't want to stall the conversation, but the Chiefs have lost twice. I think they lost to the Chargers and the Raiders. Yeah, they lost last week. But I think I think they might have been sitting people. But damn, man, I don't know. I think that the Bills definitely have it in them.
All right, do you want to go Bills right now?
I mean, I don't. What is riding on this? Not actually
nothing,
a rice burrito.
Nothing, a rice burrito.
They suck, dude.
It's a rice burrito.
Okay, not a Michelob Ultra.
No.
Are you watching your figure or what?
Someone,
Ethan's drinking a Michelob Ultra.
Over.
He's wearing he's wearing cyclist shorts too,
and a pink tutu. who's winning? Chiefs Bills,
dude. Chiefs.
Okay. kind of want to go back. Maybe we'll redo this next time.
We're just going to agree all the way down.
All right,
I'll go Bills.
All right.
But if I'm right, you have to buy me a... You have to buy me a Lawrence Taylor jersey.
Lawrence Taylor jersey.
Yeah, he was the water boy for the Bills back in the 80s. No, he's one of the best pass rushers of all time.
All right, so you're going Bills. I'm going to go back and say Colts are going to beat Bills. I don't know why. All right, next, Browns or Ravens?
All Brown, you're Raven.
You're going to go Brown?
No. I would go Ravens.
Okay.
That was one of the best regular season games.
Browns Ravens.
By far.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that was like, it would never be the Super Bowl because they're in the same league.
Yeah.
But like Lamar Jackson comes back after the backup quarterback goes down.
Yeah.
And I think, who's that backup quarterback? It was, I can't remember his name. I think it was Jamarcus
Ravens?
Jiggins or something. I'm sorry.
All right, ready? Packers or Saints?
See, that's like the same to me as Bills Chiefs in terms of how great of a game that is.
Same. What do you?
Because those aren't even, those two games should be the NFC and AFC championship games. You know?
Yeah.
And they're not. Like,
I don't think they can.
Drew Brees.
No, they can't.
I know, but Drew Brees against Aaron Rodgers. Like, how could you ask for more? Well, I'm going to go Packers for sure. Too.
And then Hawks versus Bucks, Seahawks. I personally think that they're going to take that team. I think they're lucky to even be in playoff contention as Bucks for some reason.
What? Dude, you haven't been paying attention, man. Their offense is under
their defense sucks.
They do not suck.
They're going to lose to the Seahawks. I'm going to put Seahawks.
See, I got to be honest here. Like, I'm not. I'm very aware of like players on most teams,
mm-hmm.
but the like analytics, I truly don't know where the Buccaneers defense sits. I do know that Tom Brady. Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, and then Mike Evans got hurt last week. I don't know what his status is. We should know these things.
They have a really good running back.
The Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
There's a lot better out there.
Pretty good. all right, so you're saying Seahawks or Bucks? What are you going with?
Bucks.
Okay.
Are you saying Seahawks?
Yeah.
Finally. We disagreed.
Bucks, Garrett. All right. So back to
now,
AFC
what if the Seahawks and the Bucks had to start their head coaches at quarterback? Who do you go with?
Wait, say that again. It's Seahawks and Bucks. I would go with Seahawks again. Pete Carroll over Bruce Arians.
Dude, Pete Carroll. I think Arians. God, we don't even know his fucking name. He's got a gut on him, but ultimately, like, Pete Carroll would be like your grandpa at quarterback. He's the oldest head coach of the NFL.
Is he really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, now that Tom Coughlin's out, that had to be the last one.
Yeah.
For the Giants. All right, well, and then Jaguars. all right, so AFC Championship. We both picked Ravens, and then you said Bills, and I said Chiefs.
Wait, AFC champion. I picked the Ravens over the Browns. Yeah.
You said Bills, Ravens.
Yeah.
And then I'm saying Chiefs, Ravens.
Okay.
Are those teams taking over the Ravens for both of us? Because I'm going to stick with Chiefs over that.
Yeah.
So yeah. Bills win. Bills going to the Super Bowl for Garrett.
Yeah, baby.
And then Seahawks, Bucks. Let's see. Oh, I said that. So Packers versus Seahawks. Packers versus Bucks.
I got the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So just Go ahead and fill me on out for Packers.
Okay. I think I'm going to agree with that. I don't know if Russell Wilson has him in him to beat that team.
He absolutely does.
They've done it before, but it's not the same team.
The playoffs this year are epic. It's They're frustrating that no one can go watch in person because really most years you can kind of pencil in your – I truly believe that there's a handful of teams in the playoffs that are worthy of going to the Super Bowl.
Huh.
Think about the Browns too. They are not the most likely by any means, but they don't even have Odell Beckham's out. I just think he's been out. He basically missed the whole season. But I think the Browns, from an offensive standpoint, like if they are clicking on all cylinders, they can F some stuff up.
Same with Saints. Like you were saying that argument for Derrick Henry, like what about Alvin Kamara?
Well, Derrick Henry is trending to be one of the greatest running back to ever play football in the NFL. Alvin Kamara is great as well, but Derrick Henry in terms of just like straight up running the football.
Strength.
Alvin Kamara has a lot of diversity. He's extremely effective catching the ball.
Okay, so it could be either Chiefs, Bills, Packers, Seahawks, where we're kind of heading. I might want to put Saints back in there. This is a tough one. Truly is.
Yeah.
These picks, I kind of want to take another look at them. We have games on Sunday, the 10th. I don't know about Saturday, though. The Saturday
game. No, there's a triple header each day, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got for me, man? Nothing. Thanks for the what do you call that guy?
Oh, I brought Ethan's Stretch Man.
Stretch Man. Yeah. It's a full size one. I had a keychain of this guy.
My mother got it for me for Christmas. Here, you grab his arms and I'll grab his legs.
All right.
He's this bodybuilder with like bleach blonde hair and he's wearing a Speedo. Oh, my bad.
Does it break? You can't break it?
Eventually.
Tied to two trucks.
You cannot break it. Ethan's going to be spending a lot of time. Oh, yeah, his underpants will wear off on your hands. Ethan, thanks, dude.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Glad we got back on.
Oh, and the end of the Lion King Scar solo song will play.
It's coming right up. Yeah. Stay tuned for next time, everybody. We'll see you then, okay?
Yeah, watch out for those hyenas.
I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expression. The light's not all on upstairs. But we're taking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unaware. So prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer. And where do we feature? Just listen to teacher. I know it's unsorted, and you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice delicious be squared. Be prepared.